So, day four, day three for us, how did it look?
Good, good. I thought it was good. Again, you know, great competition, great intensity. We're getting better. We're installing, but we haven't got to the saturation point where it looks like it's too much. So they've handled it well. I mean, there's mistakes here and there, but all in all, great competition, and we're getting better.
What was different today versus some of the other days you've been out here today? Anything stand out?
I just think we're progressing speed-wise and knowing what we're doing. So you can see we're getting lined up a little bit quicker, and there's not as much thinking, except for the new material. So that's what you want, you know, to continue to improve and continue to play fast.
Yesterday you said you were going to utilize the two-back set today. How did that go?
Good. Yeah, it's good. It's just part of what we do, you know. Concepts really don't change, so it's not a big deal for us. And just getting putting different personnel groups on the field is always going to be beneficial.
How are the wide receivers absorbing the offense? I know coming out of the spring they were maybe not where you necessarily wanted them to be. How did their summer go, and how have they been for the first few days?
Looks like they've had a great summer, and been night and day, really. I mean, they look, it's a different group in terms of how they're working, their knowledge of the system, and then, you know, we got some new faces too.
Seems like in the media availability today, it was Tyler and Cooper getting most of the reps. Have you decided on Troy as number one?
No, we're just rotating, so they're getting pretty much to, you know, even reps, but that hasn't changed. If it worked out, I think Coach called it up a little early today is what happened.
How much do you change or tailor the offense depending on who's the quarterback?
That's a good question. You know, it's versatile enough because when I was at Folsom, you know, we had drop back guys like Jake Browning, and then we had most of our guys were kind of dual threat guys. So it's got the ability to do both. And, you know, a good coach has to do things that his players are good at and try and diminish or not run as much the stuff they're not very good at. So it's a system is a system, but you got to find out what the strengths are. And I'm figuring that out just because I'm, you know, right, somewhat new to the personnel. So I got to figure out who does what well, what we're good at. And I'm getting a pretty good feel for it, but I'll learn even more once the season starts.
Do you have a target date as far as, or maybe several target dates, like I want 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% by these dates?
Yeah, I don't really do that. I just I have a priority list in terms of what I want to get installed, and then I just work in how they're picking it up. If they're picking it up, we'll move forward. If they're struggling a little bit, they seem saturated mentally, then I'll slow it down.
So they determine it.
They really do determine it, yeah.
You got to see Tyler Huntley in the spring after his, I guess, freshman fall.
Yeah.
Where have you seen him progress, improve, change from the spring till now?
I'd say in his consistency. You know, he had a tendency sometimes in the spring of trying to make too much happen, which can happen with guys who are really athletic. They want to win every play. They want a big play every play. Sometimes, you know, you just got to throw the ball away and get to the second down instead of feeling like you got to make a big play. And he's improved in that for sure.
Coach, what about Armand's skill set makes you think that he can adapt to this offense?
Yeah, still learning about him. You know, obviously didn't participate in spring, but watched him a lot on tape. And, you know, he's a physical back. He makes smooth cuts. He would be good in anybody's offense.
Will Shine coming back from an injury determine how much you use him in the fall camp?
Yeah, I mean, we'll take it out. You know, there's when you recover from an ACL, you just got to be careful with everything because sometimes your other leg will adapt and you'll create hamstring problems. So you just communicating with the kid and making sure. And that's we had a great training staff though, and they'll let us know how much we can work with them and if we will continue to work and be smart.
Do you have any idea what percent he is?
I don't. No.
How's Carrington adapting to your system?
Great. He's been great. Yeah, he's just been a pleasure. He's a bright kid, he's positive, and he's a really hard worker. And I heard that about him, that he's a great competitor and fearless competitor. And I've seen all those things, and I've seen just a kid that's been a great teammate.
Is it obvious he's been around the block a little bit?
Oh, he's good, yeah. I mean, football-wise, he's he's a talented guy, and he's just got a great confidence level, and he creates separation. And he's got, you know, big hands, huge hands, incredible ball skills. He's a special guy.
Is it soon enough to see any separation with any of the other wide receivers yet?
I think, you know, certain guys, it changes from practice to practice. But I think we're getting more consistency, generally speaking, with those kind of, you know, seven or eight guys. And then the young guys that are coming in are doing a nice job, too. You know, you see Brian Thompson running around. Jalen Dixon looked really good until he pulled his hamstring. And missing somebody.
Looked like Alec Dana made some grabs
for
today.
Yeah, Alec did a nice job, absolutely. And, you know, all the guys that have come in have done well. Bronson Boyd, he's the other guy that's made plays. You know, he's a kid that just got here and, you know, hadn't played a lot of football. He's mostly a basketball player. So it's been encouraging.
How much were you consulted in terms of allowing Carrington to transfer and be on the team?
Yeah, I mean, I was a part of it for sure. You know, obviously there's a number of people that are involved with it, and you know, Coach Witt and Dr. Hill, obviously. But yeah, I played a role.
Did you have any concerns?
I didn't. Not after meeting the kid, you know, meeting his family. He's got two incredible parents, and you know, get a feel for the kid when you talk with him, and I felt great about it.
So he basically passed the test in your eyes.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's what you can learn about somebody in 3 or 4 days, yeah, as much as you can. But he's been nothing but a great citizen and a great teammate, and since he's been here.